Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk about Boeing. This strike is it's huge in many ways and has a lot of implications, right?
It really does, and I feel for Boeing because they're in a world of trouble right now, and it's just hard to imagine how they get out of this. And I'll never forget, I have a good friend who's a labor negotiator, and he once told me, he said, you know, guy, most companies get the union they deserve. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, if you treat the workers with respect, you typically can negotiate fair deals. If you run roughshod over them, whenever they get a chance, they're going to do the same to you, and it can be really difficult. Well, Boeing has made a lot of bad decisions through the years, and boy, all the chickens are coming home to roost at the absolute wrong time. So if you think about it, Boeing, when they had their last real big negotiation, Boeing was very profitable, and they used the leverage to actually force some concessions on the workers, eliminated the pension, and they used the threat of Airbus competition, and the workers didn't forget. Well, the unfortunate thing is the tables have turned now. Boeing is bleeding cash. They haven't made money in 3 or 4 years. They're negative cash flow. They're under regulatory scrutiny because of the problems with their 737. Airbus is gaining market share every day. And the machinist in Washington State and in Seattle have gone on strike, 33,000 people on strike. And Boeing's challenge is they don't really have the money to pay more, but they also don't have an alternative. And that's an awful situation. You know, what do you do when you have to do one thing and it's awful, and if you don't do it, the alternative is awful? They also set themselves up, you know, just poor thinking. And I don't know what the board was going through in their mind, but in 2023, they gave the CEO a significant increase in pay. So you give a big increase to the CEO, and suddenly the workers remember that, and they look back and they think, well, wait a minute, if you can give the CEO a significant annual increase when you're losing money, then that can't be such a big problem. And the increase was 45% in 2023. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I've never had a 45% pay increase in 1 year. But
neither I.
45%. I know, we need to lobby WWL. Come on. Well, that CEO lost his job and should have. The new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, said, look, we're going to focus hard. We're going to get the planes built. We're going to do what we can. I'm going to move to Seattle. And all those things were good. But in the month before the strike, he bought a $4.8 million house. And it was one of those, what were you thinking? Get the labor deal signed and then buy your house. Because it doesn't matter, you know, that you wait a few months to buy a house. But if you buy a multi-million dollar home, then it's going to be one more log on the fire when the union talks about why they need more money. Because the union members don't have $4.8 million houses. It's like, and he's not a bad guy. He's a good guy. I think he's probably going to be a good CEO, but it's one of those optical things that you just need to think about. You know, the prior CEO got a
guy,
big bonus.
Let's talk about the impact, though. I mean, you know, obviously there's two major plane manufacturers that service the commercial airline industry, right? Boeing and Airbus. And if you take one out, and if one is less than and is not able to deliver upon the orders that they get. This whole worldwide inventory of planes is toast. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it makes it really difficult for this industry as a whole to really zing, right?
Yeah, and look, the last thing the airlines want is to have only one manufacturer. You know, that's the reason Airbus exists. Once Boeing merged with McDonnell Douglas and became basically the gorilla in the industry, the Europeans said, look, we can't have a situation where the U.S. supplies effectively all the airplanes to the world, which is where Boeing was. So the government subsidized Airbus, got them up and running, and they became a competitor. And they went from essentially no market share to roughly 50-50. The problem is now there's about 60-40 Airbus. And the other problem is Boeing made some bad decisions. When with their Dreamliner, they spent $32 billion to develop it. You know, brand new plane, carbon fuselage, pretty neat airplane. But Airbus spent $3 billion to develop the A330neo, where they just used the old fuselage but put new wings and engines on the plane. And for Airbus, it was a genius move because they were able to use a Rolls-Royce engine that's more efficient than the airplane engines on the 787. So now Airbus has a marketing advantage. It's cheaper to operate the plane, and it's cheaper to buy. So if you're an airline, let's see, wait, I can buy this plane for less money, and it's cheaper every day that I fly it. So they're getting lots of orders, Delta being one of the big suppliers. Virgin, which used to be all Boeing, is now more Airbus than Boeing. So what's happening to Boeing is they're losing market share, and some of it is bad decision-making on their part. Some of it is just unfortunate timing. But now, in the middle of this, their moneymaker, the 737, can't be delivered because it's made in the unionized plants, and 33,000 people are on strike. In the meantime, Boeing employs 130,000 folks. They've told everyone else, look, y'all need to take one unpaid week off every month while we're dealing with this strike. And they're not back in mediation yet. Because once again, Boeing is in that horrible, horrible situation. They offered a 25% pay increase. The union wants 40 plus other concessions. At some point, Boeing's going to have to end this. But it's hard to put more money on the table when you're literally losing money every day. And that's the real challenge that Boeing's facing. And then Textron, which makes Beechcraft and Piper, is threatening to go on strike October 1st. So you could have another 20 or 30,000 people on strike. Same idea. Not as stressful as Boeing, but certainly a challenge for the aviation industry.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. I mean, we just had an airline, I think it was Breeze Airways, delay new routes out of New Orleans, Louis Armstrong International Airport, because of access to planes.
And that was really unfortunate because we lost a direct flight to Las Vegas, and that'd be fun for Saints games when we play against the Raiders. But they can't service that flight without planes. Boeing can't deliver planes when their laborers are on strike. But Airbus can't deliver planes much faster either, because you can't just double and triple airplane production. It's a long, slow ramp up. But unfortunately, the tide is running in Airbus's favor and against Boeing right now, which hurts the U.S. balance of payments, because Boeing used to be one of the great export engines in the American economy.
Yeah, I mean, this has huge implications. It's going to be interesting to see how long they can carry on with this strike, because meanwhile, their financials are plummeting, sometimes you get to that point of no return, right? Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.